Iran may be moving to silence media ministries. Plans for a Christian radio network in East Africa are underway, and although Super Bowl is a long way off, one ministry is already making plans. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a disconcerting report coming out of Iran. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says they've heard that
there is some debate that's taking place within the government about those who are preaching through the television and various forms of media that they would be targets of the government if they continue to see people come to Christ. Basically what we're doing.
He adds that this is a separate discussion from the apostasy law.
What you have basically is ministries like ours broadcasting into the country, trying to feed the sheep, trying to help those who are believers to grow in their faith in Christ, and this has become a point of contention.
Still in its early stages, Tippett says now is the time to act.
We just need to pray that the church would be strengthened within the country, that they would be able to stand faithful to the Lord during these days. And then secondly, we need to pray that God would intervene in this situation among those who are in the debate.
Next, more groups are speaking out about Iran's proposed apostasy bill. Under the bill, those guilty of converting away from Islam would face the death penalty. Reports indicate Muslim background Christians have been interrogated, then released. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung confirms that, adding the government isn't very popular right now.
There's a greater dissatisfaction among the Iranian people, and as is very common when officials feel things are getting worse for them, their response is often to try to tighten and to resist even more strongly any kind of thing they perceive to be a threat.
Words of Hope broadcasts Persian Christian programming into Iran, and many are listening. DeYoung says if this law is ratified, it'll mean difficulties for Muslim background Christians.
As things become more intense and difficult for believers, they covet the prayers of brothers and sisters in Christ outside that they might be able to withstand what awaits them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Transworld Radio is already broadcasting in Kenya, but now their dream of having a group of specialized FM stations has come true. The seven frequencies they've been given will reach villages that have never heard Christian radio. Many of the people are refugees who are open to the gospel. Temporary transmitters are holding the frequencies, but permanent stations need to be set up. If you can help make this happen through giving, go to our website. Meanwhile, Sports Fan Outreach's Bill Adams is excited about a new kind of mission trip that combines American football, the Super Bowl, and the gospel.
We are there from Thursday night, January the 29th, to kick off on Sunday night, February the 1st. It costs $225, but that gives you a place to stay, two meals a day, transportation through the city, literature to distribute, a t-shirt. Pretty much all your costs are covered once you get to Tampa, Florida.
It's the 8th annual Super Bowl Outreach, 4 days of evangelism and fellowship.
We do, by our presence, take the edge off, bringing light in the darkness, and I think soften it up quite a bit. And that's why this year we're making a big push to recruit 236 people to come and join us. And the more saints that are out there, the greater the light, the softer the heart.
Do a lot of people come to Christ? Adams says it's more about being there at the right time with the right answers.
You never know what's going on in a person's heart. If the saints are out there, it gets stopped. And so sometimes our presence is as much about that as it is about someone really getting saved.
And government leaders in Sumatra are warmly welcoming a library built by a Partners International ministry. They're offering child sponsorships for families who need help buying books for school and providing conversational English classes for teachers, an invaluable gift. Government leaders are encouraging people to spread the word about the library, which they recognize as a precious gift to their community. Pray that this will be an effective way for library staff to share God's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.